What if kittens played the glockenspiel?
Hey there, folks, and welcome back to What If World, the show where your questions and ideas inspire off-the-cuff stories. I'm Mr. Rarick, your host, and today we're starting off with a question from a listener named Etta.
Hello, my name is Etta, and I like dogs and my 9 fish, because I have 1 dog. And my What If question is, what if you could walk on the underside of bridges?
Etta, what a creative question! I've always thought the underside of a bridge was such a mystical place. Now that reminds me of a question from a patron named Erin. She wrote us asking, what if all bridges were made from fudge? So let us answer Anna and Erin's questions for all of you and find out, what if you could walk on the underside of bridges? And what if all bridges were made from fudge? There's a bridge in What Is World. A bridge you've come across once or twice. Maybe you saw it on a drive, or walking through the park. Maybe you hiked over it or explored underneath. It's a curious bridge, not because of how it looks, but because of how it feels. This is the missing bridge, and it comes and goes throughout your life. In What Is World, the missing bridge could look like anything. But in the imaginary land of What If World, the area around the bridge was a little overgrown, perhaps even a bit spooky, and certainly easy to get lost in. You see, we all miss someone sometimes. Maybe it's a grown-up or a sibling, a friend or a relative. Maybe it's someone in the next room, or the next town, or the next world over. Your relationship with that someone is unique, but the feeling of missing, that's universal. The missing bridge is one of several ways into What If World, and it's one of the many ways we stay connected to the people in our lives, even when we miss them so much it hurts. Unfortunately, there's another universal experience at play here, namely that if there is a universal experience, someone's gonna try to find a way to make money off of it.
All right, bridge, I've built you, and now it's time to put you to work,
said Troll Keen. He was a troll who was keen on tolls, and he'd built a new missing bridge right near your home. Troll Keen had built similar bridges all around the Unforgotten Forest, sometimes called the Missing Woods. He'd been collecting tolls for ages, and he'd kept all that money to himself. But feeling a little bored and lonely, he'd finally decided to build a bridge that could think and speak for itself. Well, it also kept him from having to pay trolls all over town, but mostly he did it because he was lonely.
So when someone tries to cross you, what do you do?
I wish them good morning and send them on their way,
said Arana Fudge, the Bridge of Chocolate Fudge. She was new to this world, but Trollkeen had built her with great care, and so she had learned to care in return. At that very moment, you approached the bridge. You were missing someone, in that sort of absent-minded way, where you're walking and thinking and there they are. And you strolled over the missing bridge, without a care in the world.
Good day to you,
called Arana Fudge, as you casually strolled into What If World, to spend some time with a loved one.
Arana, how dare you let someone cross without taking a toll?
And what will these tolls be used for, Father?
I'm not your father,
blushed Troll Keen.
More like your employer / creator. I've got to get out of here. There's work to do.
There was so much he wanted to tell her, so much he wanted to say. But the way Arana's brick-shaped chocolate fudge eyes looked up at him with such wonder and adoration made the troll uncomfortable.
Look, the money all goes to me, and some of it will be used to make repairs on you and the other bridges and pay my other trolls.
And what's money?
It's tolls.
Got it.
Well, I've got to be off with me.
Very well. I shall demand a heavy toll from anyone who crosses over this bridge.
Now that's the troll way.
And Trollkeen picked up a nearly empty sack that he used to collect all the tolls from all the missing bridges across What If World.
See you soon as three moons.
Great. Only what's a moon? And how many's three?
Asked Arana.
Yes. It's not long as bridges stand.
And off the troll trundled, leaving Arana quite alone. Now you might think that time passes differently for bridges, and normally you'd be right. But Arana Frudge was no ordinary bridge. She'd only ever met two people, you and Trollkeen. And she suddenly found herself missing both of you.
Oh, it's hard missing someone. No wonder they made bridges like me.
Who are you talking to?
Asked a friendly, red-spotted dog named Ginger.
Well, now I suppose I'm talking to you.
Oh, so you are. I can only talk here in What If World. And I am here to see my friend Fred the dog.
Oh, yes, about that. I'm supposed to collect a toll from you.
Well, I brought three sticks, two for Fred and one for me. But I suppose you can have one of the three.
Do you know if a stick is valuable? I'm supposed to collect a lot of tolls.
Well, to Fred the dog, a stick is incredibly valuable.
Oh, well then I accept. And enjoy your trip.
I shall, and I hope you enjoy being a bridge.
I'm still getting the hang of it, but thanks.
And off romped Ginger the Loyal to see her old friend Fred. Many more people came that day, and Arana found herself so busy that she didn't really have much time to miss you, or Trollkeen, or Creator. So instead, she focused on being the best bridge she could be. Mama Jamma, who missed her sister from two towns over, left a warm muffin for a toll.
Here you go, Arana. I bet it'll be delicious with fudge. But maybe you don't enjoy eating yourself. Never mind.
Scully the Squid was missing their mother, Squidarella, who was off to work for the day. And they offered a shiny quarter to cross the missing bridge.
She gave it to me for milk money, but I'm lactose intolerant.
Squidarella, who was missing her son while at work, donated an old paperback novel she'd finally finished. Arana had already gathered enough tolls to fill half a troll sack, and she decided that being a bridge was easy, and she liked it.
Toll? That's ridiculous!
Complained Mr. Business.
I miss my youth and my flat stomach. You can't charge someone for missing a concept, now can you?
I...
And Mr. Business, who could afford to pay a heavier toll than most, crossed without paying anything at all.
We're nine fish.
Can't we just
cross under your bridge
without having to
pay the toll? Well...
And the nine fish simply swam under her bridge.
Oh, I didn't realize we could cross under the bridge for free,
said Petey the Pirate, who was always on the lookout for a good deal.
I'll just use me sticky boots.
Well, I didn't know you could just walk under the bridge,
said Candy the Kid, who figured a fellow candy person ought to give him a break.
Just walk upside down, under the bridge with your butterscotch boots.
Well, that's what I was figuring.
Well, yes, but...
And now that people had seen others cross under the bridge for free, everyone wanted to walk under the bridge and avoid paying the toll altogether. See, in What If World, even a concept can be a place, a community. Whether it be missing bridges, unforgotten forests, idea factories, or wells of weird smells. They all have their place in this imaginary world. And they all take at least a little bit of care to keep up. But Arana hadn't been taught any of this, and so she let people walk all over her. Well, all under her, in this instance. Hoping the three moons would pass more quickly, and Trollkeen would come back to help. Except, it had only been a few days. And that was when you came back. See, the feeling of missing someone comes and goes. No matter how strong the feeling, and you were on your way back to What Is World.
Not another step,
cried Arana. And suddenly your feet sunk into the fudgy bridge. You were stuck fast.
I am supposed to collect tolls.
And you could see that this bridge was already well worn. Perhaps fudge isn't the best medium for bridge building, but that wasn't for you to decide. The missing bridge remembered you and had missed you and was also feeling angry at you. Missing someone can be confusing. Perhaps you opened your mouth to speak. Maybe you reached into your pocket to offer what you could. But the bridge could not hold you any longer. It's not how missing people works. So off you went back to your day, knowing you'd see the bridge again. As time passed, there were many travelers who happily shared what they could with Arana Frudge. But there were many others who kept their heads down and walked on the underside of the bridge. Without saying a word, their boots and paws and talons clung to the soft fudge beneath. And Arana did her best not to let them fall. But they were wearing away at the bridge, and Arana could feel herself start to crumble.
Oh, hello, Arana. Today, I've brought you a chew toy. I chewed the squeaker out, but it's still very fluffy and only a little drooly,
said Ginger the Loyal, who'd come today to visit her friend Otis.
It's fine. You can keep it. See, if you cross under the bridge, then you technically don't have to pay the toll.
But aren't the tolls to help maintain your delicate fudge and also build infrastructure around the bridge that benefits the whole community?
I don't know, probably.
Ginger started sniffing around. She could smell a lot of stinky shoe and boot prints on the underside of the bridge.
My goodness, you are falling to pieces.
I guess people just don't miss each other anymore.
Oh, Arana, that is not how missing others works.
I know. I miss Trollkeen. And he wasn't even that nice to me. He said he'd be gone for 3 moons. I just didn't know it'd be so long.
3 moons? I am mad if I am left alone for 3 hours. You poor thing.
And Ginger caught the scent of Trollkeen, who had built this bridge after all, and ran off into the woods to find him. Arana felt another tiny piece of her bridge crumble away. Her bridge hardly looked safe enough to cross anymore. Those in What If World, who'd spent their time missing each other or others far away, now felt stuck in that feeling with no way to escape.
What's the meaning of this?
Griped Mr. Business, standing at the foot of the bridge.
I've got to stop missing my old hairline and get back to my business deals.
I'm sorry. I don't know if it's safe to cross anymore. I think there's something wrong with me.
My dear, there's nothing wrong with you, except that you've been mistreated by this Mr. Business.
Hey, everyone's been mistreating this bridge. So that makes it okay.
Oh, no, it does not.
Afraid not. And if Ginger the Loyal is angry enough to track me down, that means I've been disloyal to you too.
No, I made a mess of everything. The tolls I collected aren't making the community better. They're just sitting under the bridge while I fall apart.
Exactly. That's my fault.
A community is not about one person getting more. It's about everyone giving a little bit, so we are all taken care of.
Well, I'm certainly not being taken care of right now,
griped Mr. Business.
But I'm sure Trollkeen here can just give me some of those tolls and I'll be off on my way.
Oh, Mr. Business, I will be taking care of you presently. See, I've got a magic book that tracks how much people can afford and how much people actually give.
Oh, I could see several interesting business applications of that.
And you owe about 6 million wadders in skipped tickets and tolls.
Oh, you know, suddenly I'm missing my money. I think I'll disappear back into the missing woods for a while.
Hey!
Oh, I will have to track him down, yes.
It doesn't matter. You should just build a better bridge here. One that's not made out of fudge. I'm too far gone to fix now.
And as she spoke, a piece of Arana Frudge broke off the middle, separating the two halves of the bridge altogether. Trollkeen looked in his bag of tolls to see if there was anything that could fix her. And Ginger the Loyal sniffed under the bridge to see if she could find anything in the donations. They were beginning to lose hope, but that's when you showed up. And not just you, but also you, and you, and you, and everyone who's ever listened to this story. You brought your memories, yourselves, your caring, and all the little things you could spare. Tools and bits of candy and fudge and scraps and band-aids and duct tape and tolls and love.
Hey, you're back. I really missed you.
And as you got to work rebuilding the bridge, you said something to Arana, sharing a memory with her of someone you miss. Whether they're a room or a town or a world away. And you know, it's funny. I can't hear what you shared. And it might not change the feeling of missing them at all. But somehow, it made your bond stronger, both with Arana and the person you miss. And Arana Fudge, the Bridge of Chocolate Fudge, was built back bigger and stronger than ever.
Thank you so much for your help. I'm really lucky to have you as a friend.
It was time for you to go, and you strolled your way through soft, sweet memories on your way home. There's a bridge in What If World, made up of not just chocolate fudge and memories, but the very essence of community and connection. And no matter how old the bridge gets or how long between crossings, Arana will be there to connect you to anyone you're missing.
I can't find my phone. Can Arana connect me to that?
The end.
Oh, I really miss my phone.
Well, Edda and Erin, thank you for your questions.
Ginger the Loyal here to give a big woof woof to Olivia, spelled with an A, and baby brother Apollo. Olivia is 5 years old and has been listening to What If World every night since she was 3. She loves me, Ginger the Loyal.
And also me, Swan Song. Honk. And she likes playing in her treehouse and looking at the goats next door.
Oh, I would love to chase those goats, just for fun.
And Olivia's baby brother Apollo is only 1 month old, oh my goodness.
I would like to smell him, thank you.
I'd like to thank Karen O'Keefe, my co-creator, Craig Martinson for our theme song, and all you kids at home who know that each of us giving a little can go a very long way. And until we meet again, keep wondering.
What if world? This is What If World.
The Oregon Coast Aquarium is celebrating 30 years of protecting the wet, the flippered, and the adorable. From saving stranded sea turtles to rehabilitating abandoned snowy plovers, the aquarium remains committed to supporting marine wildlife. Our exhibits, animal ambassadors, and programs connect visitors from near and far with the wonders of the Oregon coast, inspiring generations to take action for our ocean. Join us in celebrating 30 years of the Oregon Coast Aquarium at aquarium.org.